I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Sloan, our friend, is on the hold right now from Autoblow.com.
All right.
So he invented this incredible machine for men. Unbelievable. Sold more than 250,000 of them.
Do you like to make your penis feel good but are overwhelmed by all the choices? Love getting jobs, but hate the hassle and expense of getting someone else to give them to you? Until now, there haven't been many good choices. Sure, there are lots of toys out there that you have to hold and move up and down over and over and over again. But finally, there's something different and better. The Autoblow 2 is a small machine that simulates the feeling of a real up. You just lube up, slide in, and you're in control. Simply sit back, adjust the stroking speed, and enjoy.
Yeah, so to this day, we still get calls from guys. We got a text this morning from a guy who's like, dude, Autoblow, greatest thing ever. Well, now the new thing is they're putting out an Autoblow decoy safe. So it looks like an Autoblow, but it'd be the last place that anybody that was looking for valuables in your house, they wouldn't want to go near.
Yeah.
A jack machine.
Well, and this is a great... At first, I was like, what? And then a couple different theories I have in my head. But I did have a pair of underwear that we got from a spy tech place. We interviewed them, and they sent them. And I took these, and they have a skid mark in them. But in the P-flap, like tidy whities, there's a pouch you could hide your money. So let's say... Because when we travel, we all do the same thing. Like, if there's... Some of the hotels I've stayed in don't have safes and stuff. You go, oh, what will I do? Throw it in my dirty clothes.
Because you don't want to relock your bag every time and whatever.
Right. Well, it doesn't, you know, and even then.
Yeah.
So I thought, this is genius because nobody, if you look in there and you see skid mark, your hands are out. Like you're.
Yeah.
Then I had it at my house. Came home from a vacation. My girlfriend, I saw it in the washing machine and I pulled them out and I was like, hey. And I just turned them inside out again. I go, this isn't real. These aren't mine. You understand?
That's a fun conversation.
And she was like, oh, I never even saw that. I was like, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Liar.
You thought I was unclean. Yeah, so I got rid of those because I just didn't want them around my house anymore.
So not only is Brian coming on to talk about the Autoblow decoy safe, but right now, I think he's in his bathroom hiding from his children.
Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm gonna buy a laser.
But now,
as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
It's our pal. It's Brian. Hey, Brian. Welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Hey,
I'm great. I am hiding in my bathroom.
Because your kids are trying to get to daddy?
No, since my time in the morning, so one is with Peppa Pig in the other room, and someone's half sleeping, and I'm hiding in a bathroom saying, please can I have quiet for like 15 minutes.
How old are your kids, by the way?
Almost 3 and 7 months.
Does a 3-year-old know daddy sells blowjob machines?
Not yet. She knows that I go to the cafe and I work. I sit at the cafe with all my stuff. She knows I do something called work, but she doesn't know why I go to the cafe and set up my computer every day.
Where are you? What country are you in?
Moved back to the U.S. Now, okay. I live in Mercer Island, Washington.
I see. So I remember when this came out, when the Auto Blow, it really is an amazing machine. And you guys sold more than a quarter million Auto Blows.
Yeah.
And
It's a quarter million of the old one. Now we have a new one, Auto Blow AI. And that's well north of, I don't know, 150,000 or something.
God. And so
people during COVID.
Yeah, they all bought them. Hey, let me tell you something. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I could mooch one of the new ones, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's not even for on air. I have a friend who I guarantee you, after this conversation, he's going to ask me about him. And he's a nice person, so I'm going to really stay away from who it is. And if you'll send one, I'll even buy one. I don't even care. Just I don't want to buy one because then it feels different when a dude gives another dude, hey, I bought you this Auto Blow. But if I can say, hey, it got sent by the manufacturer, bam, I'm going to leave it on your porch, whatever. Now we'll never talk about it again.
That's a good way to do it. And I'm happy to send a couple out to the show after.
And we will give some away. But clearly, somebody in your organization over-ordered shells for the old Auto Blow. The outside part, because I'm like, why would they make, it's a neat idea to do a decoy safe, and certainly you don't want to mess with that, but I thought, man, that's just, what a strange connection. I thought they had to have surplus parts.
No, really, I think about it in terms of what I can make a great commercial for. That's how I run the whole business, and the idea came to me. I used to be obsessed with infomercials as a kid. So when I think of things that I can make like a great little infomercial, then I realize that I need to do it. So now I actually produced the extra shelves for this. We had
really?
To modify the shelf for this. We had to make a door. Yeah, a little door on the bottom for this. Cost money to make.
It's a really good idea. Let's face it. If your wife, and I would just be like, yeah, of course I have one of these. You know it. It's because you don't like me. And she's like, yeah, that's right. And I'm never touching it. And you're like, great, because that's where I'm going to keep all the money you don't know about.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And I don't know, I during COVID especially, I became obsessed with these lockpicking channels on YouTube, like the Lockpicking Lawyer, and there are many others. And I thought about getting a safe for this, like, room in my house.
Sure.
And then literally any of the safes you can get, you can find a video that shows you how to disable them in a minute. It's ridiculous.
I love that stuff, too. And I love decoy safes. I love hiding things. I love hidden rooms. I love all that business. Think about it. Let's say I'm the kind of guy who might enjoy drugs once in a while. If I were to hide drugs in this would be the kind of thing like your buddies don't want to look in that if they were to see it. Nobody. And you just leave it so it's very clear. Like, I assume the Auto Blow does. Now, tell me this. Does the Auto Blow decoy safe come in a box? It also says, no offense, Auto Blow, or does it say decoy safe on the box? Because I was thinking, man, I'd even put it back inside the box so that once they saw that, they kind of like inside it, they wouldn't even go any further.
It's true. I should just sell a cardboard box of a sex toy and just sell that as a decoy safe instead. But no, it just comes in a plain cardboard box.
Okay.
We didn't bother printing the boxes for this one.
But I would hide drugs in it because if I was a cop and I was like, even if the dog, I'm telling you, even if a drug dog was like, my drug dog's, like, hitting on it. I'd be like, no, Spike, don't put your mouth on that. Just get it. Here, put this away, sir. Go on through the line. I don't want to know anymore, and I don't want my dog putting his nose in your semen-soaked Auto Blow.
It's true. There should be a TSA version. That's why I had to bring it through TSA many times traveling. And they don't actually like to touch it themselves.
Really? What a huge surprise.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's and now the Auto Blow, by the way, because I don't want to diminish your incredible creation, and it is a machine that warms up, it self-lubes, it changes patterns, it strokes, sucks, rubs, you put your penis inside of it, and then it basically takes care of the rest, right?
Yeah, it's a mouth-hugger's delight.
It is a mouth-hugger's delight.
Yeah, it does all the work. It does all the work, and it's easy to clean up. I think that's the main thing. I think a lot of people don't buy this kind of product because they think they're actually just afraid of the aftermath.
Sure it is. Yeah.
I really focused on the aftermath. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, isn't the shame of men masturbating enough? I mean, just the it isn't like we're doing something beautiful, man. It's like we're purging some kind of demon or poison out of our system. We even make noises like
that.
those old timey cowboys when they pull the bullet out. like it's just not good. It's not like women.
Yeah, I secretly agree, but publicly I say that everything needs to be the same because the when women do it, it's not considered, you know.
Oh, it's beautiful. When women do it, it's so great.
You aspire to do.
Well, here's the great big difference. If your wife was doing it and you walked in, wouldn't you be super excited?
Yes.
Yeah. And if she walked in.
If I was doing it, no, she would be angry, actually.
Angry because you were in the living room or what? Like, angry because you were eating? Like, what?
All of the above, you know? She'd find a reason to be
like, Oh, my girlfriend would be like, no, it's okay. It's cool. I know we all do. It's okay. It's all right. And I'm like, oh, don't do that. Don't normalize what you just walked in on and then tell me how okay it is, but back out with a terrible look on your face and then saying, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want that. I know what I look like. It's terrible. At this point, I don't want her to look at my face anytime I'm going to have an orgasm.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. 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 But this is that auto blow doesn't judge. The auto blow doesn't have a reflective surface, does it? You'll never catch your image or any of your reflection in the auto blow.
It's true. And it doesn't take pictures of your face.
That's right.
And
it doesn't tell stories, does it?
Not yet, but in a couple of years.
Well, I meant stories like about you, not to you, but about you.
Yeah, not you. Yeah, I think we just need to avoid a camera and recording devices in the future version.
Yeah, this all makes sense. Everybody wants release, right? I mean, ultimately, what we really want is some kind of a connection to another person, but men definitely have a deeper sexual drive, a need to release. And so we're going to masturbate. This is going to happen. We're going to have sex if sex is an option. I always try to talk to people about that. I'll be like, look, here's the way this works. You've got to find somebody to be in love with that also enjoys sex or doesn't enjoy sex. You've got to make sure it matches whatever you are because this is going to happen. It's like saying it's not a big deal. That's like telling someone, I'm not going to eat anymore. At some point, you're going to have to eat. You're going to eat. You're not just going to give up eating. And you're not just going to give up sex completely. Well, you wouldn't think. I mean, you'll end up having to take matters into your own hands. And that's where, if you've hit that spot in your life, maybe the auto blow is great for you. Maybe your dad's been alone for a while and he doesn't know how to meet a chick and just anonymously send it to him. Because I'll tell you, if I received this anonymously in the mail, I would still use it.
Nice. We do get a lot of emails from elderly men whose wives have lost their sex drive.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, decide to write long emails about why they're purchasing to us.
Oh, because they want to talk it out beforehand?
Yeah, they call. They want to. I don't know. I think they just don't have that much to do. They like to really explain the reasons, which we don't require our customers to do, but they feel they should explain to us why they're buying.
Do you find that elderly people have a lot of mechanical, specific, detail questions about the value versus money? And so they're like, well, tell me about the internal mechanisms. Like, they really want to get into the breakdown of the whole machine itself?
No, but they are looking for things. They mostly can't maintain an erection, and they want to understand if it's going to... It can't help them become erect, but they want something that magically both helps them become erect and maintains the erection. And I tell them, like, you know, that's a person. Like, as yet, there are not products that will cause the erection and then handle it at the same time. So they're looking for like a start to finish kind of deal, any of them.
Getting old is not for pussies.
Right.
It's really not. Dude, just everything that happens to old people, every time somebody comes up with like I never even considered what you just told me. I'm like, oh my God, old people have it terrible. Like, you got a pull-up diaper, your wiener doesn't work, but you want your wiener to work, so you could buy a machine that would suck it, but then you can't even, you're like, then you have to get a different machine in order to make it get to the place where the machine can suck it. Like, this is not, and then they take away your driver's license, and then they tell you you can't drive around anymore.
It's not good what's going to happen to us. It's true. We tell them to get a Hitachi wand. You know, if you hold one of those there for long enough, it can cause an erection. So we sort of, but I mean, then you're laying out all kinds of equipment. You're $500 deep into different kinds of equipment on your bed that you need to shuffle.
I would be like, hey, look, Grandpa, you want to know how to make that thing hard? Get a 30-year-old hooker.
I mean, that's true. I think if sex work was legal and more accepted, I think it'd be good for everybody, both the customers and the people that do it.
Hey.
Because it's clearly in demand.
Why don't you...
Nobody do it, but now they do it in the shadows. So.
Why don't you go into business with one of those... What's the name of that company that sells them? I know it's Viagra, but it's the new one. There's like a million of them. The ads are always on television where they'll send it right to your house. Why don't you partner up with some doctor place? Then when Grandpa's like, hey, I'd just like to have an... Well, here, this one will talk to you. This one will sell you the finisher. That's a... What do they call that? Soup to nuts?
It's true. You mean like the mail order erection pills?
Yeah, but partner up with that.
It's true. We actually almost did. There's a Bluetooth one. They mail it to your house, but they didn't want to give enough. They don't want to really share the. They didn't want to share very much the commission.
Well, I mean, listen, they kind of got the market on that. You know, you think about it, you go, hey, because let's face it. Trust me, I'm one of those dudes, my weenie doesn't work. I'll drive my, I don't care. I'll walk out in the street with a sign, take me to the soft weenie clinic. And I have no shame in that because I want it to keep working. That being said, a lot of guys don't want to go to their doctor, right? So they have the market on that, though. The idea that you could just order it online and it shows up at your house and you don't ever have to face the shame of my weenie doesn't work. I bet they don't want to share that profit.
Yeah, because also you'd share it with your general practitioner. You might have been going to them for 30 years, and you said, you know, talk to them about the wiener. You might not want to. I get it.
Oh, listen, at one point, my doctors have seen me from every angle at some point, like, and they're friends, too. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, doc. And when he said something to me, he goes, I don't want to get to you. He was asking me something, a friend. Dr. Whittick, I go, dude, I'm pretty sure you've had your hands in me. I'm like, so I think that you and I don't have any boundaries anymore, doc. You can drink out of my cup. Like, we're fine. Here, eat off my plate. We're too close for that now. You know what's inside of me.
It's true. I just turned 40 last year, and that was the first the prostate exam started.
Yeah.
At 40. He told me, he looked at my chart. He said, oh, you're 40. I said, yeah. He said, explain what it meant.
Yeah. I was friends with my doctor. He gave me my first prostate exam. It was Dr. Ott. God rest his soul. Got Dr. Ottinger. What a great guy. Fat fingers. Nice man. But what bothered me the most about my prostate exam is I was like, man, you know, like every guy. He's talking, trying to make it all, it's not so weird. He's like, all right, John, you know the drill. Like, there's the table. You know the dude. And all of a sudden he was like, blurp. And I was like, oh. And he's like, and he's talking. I go, I'm kind of freaked out. And he's like, well, everybody is. I go, no, because it went in easier than I thought it would. I thought there'd be much greater struggle than what just happened. But yeah, no, that's. I wish there was more of a fight. I was a little freaked out about that.
Yeah. I'm going to go next month. It's scheduled. So hopefully, yeah, I would be freaked out too if we didn't put up a fight over there.
Well, I didn't bear down. I think he just caught me on, like, maybe I was talking at the moment and saying something. But here's what you're going to really love. The walk of shame that women have experienced with lubricants, you're going to experience because you get to walk out of that doctor's office past the ladies that have the office and the receptionist desk with that greasy butt feel. Because no matter when they hand you the wad of Kleenex to wipe yourself because you're a dirty, dirty girl, you are going to walk out of there going, quick, quick, quick. And then you're going to get in your car, and you're going to sit down, and then you're going to feel like you're sliding around your own seat all the way home.
Oh, yep. Well, I'll at least be thinking of you. There's no way I'm not going to be thinking of you when he does it next month.
Dude, I love it, Brian. Hey, you guys got any new crazy, besides the new auto blow, do you have any other crazy inventions?
No, just the, we stick to, one innovation at a time. Next year, a new auto blow will come out with some new features, but just the decoy safe and we made a bunch of new sleeves for the first time for auto blow AI, including sleeves for men with small penises. That was big for us.
Sure. Nice.
Because, 20% of men have a small penis, I think. And we weren't servicing them properly, so we made these we don't call it small penis, we call it extra tight. But what it means
is
small penis.
Yeah, of course, extra tight and small penis. Well, it's husky. We all know what that means. You know what I mean? But here's what I would do if I were you. I would market it, because I think there's a secret ego, or not even so much secret, but there's an ego inside of men that you're like, oh my God, my big junk barely fit in that. But it's the same way I think sometimes they size clothing up for women, especially. They're a little bigger than the actual size. You're like, oh my God, I haven't been this size in forever. And you're like, well, it's because those pants are 3 times bigger than the actual size 5. And I think that you go the opposite psychology with auto blow. You're like, oh, this is for, this is for regular size guys. And they're like, I barely fit in there. Apparently I'm a monster.
It's true. But the emails from the guys that don't fit are so unpleasant maybe. Maybe on that.
You think are we going to
sensitive about fitting or not fitting?
All right. Listen, hey, not every idea is going to be a gem. I'm just doing the best I can with the limited ability I got, Brian. I know that 250,000 auto blows from the original, now over 150,000 sold of the second version of auto blow at autoblow.com. And hide your valuables in the last place these would look, an ejaculate repository. That's the last place anybody wants to look. But for the record, because we touched on this before, let me, to help you clear this up for people, you were saying it's really easy to clean out. How easy can it be to clean out?
The auto blow AI, both auto blows come with a removable sleeve. So all of the liquid you may deposit inside and lubricate all contained within a sleeve. So you just need to spill it out and put some soap in there and wash it out and let the sleeve dry. So it takes less than a minute of unpleasantness after you're done.
Can you just hold it under a faucet?
Basically, yeah. You should maybe get a little soap action going in there. But with the addition of soap, yeah, you can just hold it under the faucet.
You should make little, like those Tide Pods, but only smaller for semen.
This is what would I call it? What would I call that, brother?
We'll work on the marketing of that. All right. Listen, always good to hear your voice, Brian. I hope that your children have not destroyed your home while you're sitting in a bathroom talking to us. And I hope the Auto Blow decoy safe is huge. And I hope people also check out autoblow.com.
Yeah. Thanks again for having me. And I'm sending out it's already been sent, actually. The Auto Blow safe has been sent to you. And now I'm going to send you a couple extra Auto Blows to give away or to give to your friend.
I realized halfway through that discussion what it sounds like when someone goes, I have a friend. I was like,
yeah, you do.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me write this down. Just as a side note, Nick, I'm going to write the name. And in no way will you be surprised.
Oh, no. No.
All right.
There you go. Got it.
Makes sense to you?
Yeah, we'll follow up with you right after this.
Yeah. I'll even see if we can do a voice changer and get an on-air review from my friend.
Right. I'll be waiting for it.
All right, Brian. You stay right there, man. Hold on a second. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!